even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Guys, it's your girl Nurse T, and you're tuned in to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app. Today, I want to talk about mental instability and the management of mental instability. Now, recently, within these past 2 weeks, we have had two affluential African Americans produce a mental breakdown in the public view. So we have Kanye West, who gave up private information about his family, went on these rants. And then we also have Tamar Braxton, who apparently attempted suicide by overdose with prescriptive medication and alcohol. Now, one may say these two very affluential people have everything going on. How could they be suffering from a mental illness? Why would Tamar want to end her life? But I want to point out to you guys that any issue, any thought, any feeling, any emotion that is left to fester and not properly dealt with can turn into a mental instability episode. And I also want to point out that these people were adults. They were well over the age of 30. I'm not sure if Kanye West is even 40 yet, but these people were adults. Their minds were fully, and their minds are fully developed. Just imagine what happens with a child. When a child is faced with a mental instability that is not addressed. And I want to point out to you guys that often mental instability for our youth, for our children, is not only caused by molestation, rape, a death of a parent, or incarceration of a parent. Mental instability for our youth can be contributed to things that some may consider minute. Such as a kid saying that they don't feel love. Now, I'm not saying that the parent may not show them love, but if the child feels that they are not in love, then that's a prime episode for a mental instability to occur. Now, in particular situations like the one I just mentioned, where a child feels that they are not loved, it's important for the adult or the parent or someone that is near and dear to this child's heart to discuss why they feel this way. It's important to validate that child's feelings, not brush it off. It's important to take time and get that child to speak about what they're really upset with or really burdened down about. Again, if this festering issue is left unresolved, even for this child, it allows for an episode of mental instability to occur. So I want to encourage you guys to make sure that you do your best in providing love, support, patience, and just plain old human decency to anyone and to everyone, not just to your loved ones, but to everyone, because you never know what chip could be on their shoulder. You never know what burden is on their heart or in their brain. And even more, just showing human compassion can prevent a suicide. Just showing human compassion may be what that person needs in order to put that gun down. It may be what a person needs to turn their thinking around. But back to my topic about mental instability and the management of. Now, I'm sure, Kanye West came out publicly and said that he suffers from bipolar disorder. Now, bipolar disorder, I addressed that last week about it having episodes of mania and depression. But not for when I'm speaking of mental instability, it does not necessarily have to be one of the major psychiatric illnesses such as bipolar or mood disorder or explosive disorder or schizophrenia. A mental instability could be just a period. It can be an episode. It can be short, brief, or it can be long and drawn out. But it is caused by an untreated or unaddressed feeling, thought, or emotion where a person will react off of it. And I'm telling you, when a mental instability is left untreated, undiagnosed, or mismanaged, it can be a very ugly situation, not just for the person who is experiencing the mental illness or the mental instability. It can be ugly for the family members. It can be ugly for the children. It can actually be ugly for anyone that is within close proximity of the person experiencing the mental instability. So that is another reason why it is important that we all show a form of human compassion, human kindness, and seek out to help others. You never know who needs to be rescued. And you may think that you're saving that person's life. And in reality and indirectly, you could be saving your own life. I'm sure you guys remember the Columbine incident. You never know how you can prevent someone from having a mental breakdown just by being a friend. And research says that oftentimes people who are experiencing a mental illness, they really just want someone to talk to. They really just want to vent. They want someone to lend an ear to them. They want someone to allow them to cry unconditionally. They want someone who is unbiased and non-judgmental. Someone who is not going to be so very opinionated about what their thoughts are and what their feelings are. And I want to urge you on this day to, if you have never been someone's shoulder, or if you have never just displayed human compassion, I'm telling you, this is the time to show up and show out. You know, we have so many people that are faced with unemployment, COVID-19, eviction notice. They're hungry. They're about to lose their shelter. Can you imagine the strain that that will cause on someone? And then, have you ever heard that phrase that it runs downhill? So then imagine what the dependents are feeling like. And sometimes those dependents are not children. Some adults are caring for their parents. Some adults are caring for their grandparents. And they will get the butt end of the manifestations of the instability. So again, I want to encourage you guys, show human kindness, be compassionate, be a friend to someone, show that you are willing to walk the distance with them. And I want to mention that if you are unable to get to the root cause of the mental instability, I want you to suggest seeking professional help because you cannot leave someone hurt and broken. You've heard that statement, hurt people hurt people. So if you know someone who is battling the suffering of mental illness or is having a hard time, and you yourself have attempted to raise their spirits and help them get to the root cause, and you're unable to, and they're unable to identify it, I want to encourage you to encourage them to seek mental health, professional help. Again, you never know, the life that you save may be your own. Again, I want to point out that not all mental health requires medication. Sometimes a regimen, a therapeutic regimen, consists of journaling, exercising, support groups, one-on-one counseling, drawing. There's alternatives, so you don't have to be afraid to seek mental help or encourage mental help because of the fear of being placed on medication. And the flip side of that, if you are prescribed medication, when taken as prescribed, there's little to no adverse reactions, little to no complications. For one, when the medication is taken as prescribed, and two, when you stay in constant contact with your physician, communicating about your feelings, that way the medication can be adjusted, increased, decreased, or stopped. But it's important to know you can't just take the medication if prescribed and then not continue the services with the healthcare practitioner. And also, you cannot take the medication and then abruptly stop because now you feel that you are better. It's important for you to know that when prescribed medication, psychiatric medication, and you have a sense of feeling better, 9 times out of 10, you're feeling better because the medication is working. So before I wrap up this session, I want you guys to know, be kind. Be someone's friend. Be non-judgmental. Be unbiased. Okay, this is Nurse T. I thank you for tuning in to Everyday Health here at Bashani Radio.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App. Always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?